Good morning, Gdańsk!
Dzień dobry, Gdańsk!
Good morning, Gdańsk! It is 11:05, it is Saturday. We have loads going on today. We have Runmageddon, we have the small marathon at the airport tonight.
A przede wszystkim mamy dzisiaj słońce i trzeba koniecznie wyjść z domu, przejść się na plażę albo wzdłuż morza, po prostu enjoy the weather.
Yes, we don't know how long it's gonna last. Hopefully for the next couple of months, but we never know.
I mamy nadzieję, że żadnych burz dzisiaj nie będzie, żadnego gradu, nic złego się nie stanie, tylko cudowna, fantastyczna pogoda, którą można enjoyować.
Let us know what you're doing this morning on this beautiful Saturday morning.
This is Good Morning Gdańsk.
This
Chris
is Good Morning Gdańsk, and with Ewelina Potocka. Let us know what you're doing on 603-06-06-06, or of course you can get us at our Facebook page at Good Morning Gdańsk.
Jak zawsze.
Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana, robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner, on the merry way saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel.
Danny California, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Red Hot, Red Hot.
Red Hot is a red hot day today.
No, bardzo red hot. Grzesiek do nas napisał, I'm walking around the square in Wejherowo while waiting for my daughter, also listening to your broadcast. Super!
Wejherowo? Why are you in Wejherowo?
Because maybe he lives there.
I know, it's not a fantastic
pozdrawiamy,
place to live.
Pozdrawiamy Wejherowo, wspaniałe miejsce na świecie.
Wejherowo is a beautiful place, if you've never been there.
No właśnie, Chris, może powiedzieć Grzegorzu, zaproś tego naszego Chrisa do Wejherowa, niech chłop zobaczy, bo tylko ciągle ten Sopot, Beach, Rewa, naprawdę, może troszeczkę rozszerzyć horyzonty, bardzo będzie zadowolony
okay,
z tego powodu.
More serious topic. Now
to był bardzo serious
Let's
topic.
Let's move on very quickly. Now it's becoming summer, and of course, many people try to avoid working in the summer. Like myself, to be honest.
And not the whole life, in your case.
I do my best, but most people try to avoid working in the summer, especially, obviously, Polish people love going on holiday in the summer, and, you know, summer vacation
Dwa
is like,
miesiące
it's
wakacji,
fantastic.
Trzeba gdzieś pojechać z tymi biednymi dziećmi, niech coś zobaczą.
But of course, and we do have also many people going on Erasmus, for example, they spend their summer in another country, or they even come to Poland and work in Poland. Or
Właśnie.
Even, yeah, you might even be looking for a new job here in Poland for the summer. You know, because actually you work in an office during the winter, but then come the summer, you don't want to work in an office. I'd rather be, you know, serving ice cream at the beach. You know,
it's,
yeah, of course,
so you
come
plan
on.
To get your future.
I would happily do that.
Dzisiaj chcemy z wami właśnie porozmawiać o pracy. Jak to jest z szukaniem pracy, especially if you are not from Poland and you landed here.
Yep.
How do you look for a job? How did you look for a job? What is your history, basically?
So, yeah, exactly. Because in Poland, obviously, the job market in general, the job market is fantastic right now. Yes, what, there's about 3% unemployment rate.
Świetna koniunktura, naprawdę, coraz mniej osób bezrobotnych.
So now they're actually saying it is the employees market. You know, the employee can basically demand whatever they want.
Otóż to.
And especially in the IT industry, you are seeing this. IT industry, people are demanding exactly what they want, and the employer has to give it to them because they're in such demand.
Gdybym tylko rozumiała matematykę, gdybym tylko lubiła programowanie, na pewno byłabym programistą.
So we are going to be giving you some really interesting information, especially to the foreigners out there who have come here to Poland to work, and some information, just these, even the basic information, what you need. Like, it's no, you can't just come here and work. Sometimes you need work permits, you need residency cards, and so forth.
Dużo załatwiania jest.
Yeah, there's lots of paperwork involved. And of course, the contracts are slightly different, salaries are also different. So over the next hour and a half, we will be informing you on all of these things. So stay tuned for what's to come.
I koniecznie do nas napiszcie, what's your experience with looking for a job basically here in Three City, in Pomorze, maybe somewhere in Poland. Maybe you already know how different it is in Kraków, in Warsaw, here in Gdańsk, Gdynia, whatever. And we have a lot of gifts for you guys today.
We do have gifts to give away, so let us know, yeah, your work experience. If you came to Poland and you found a job quite easily, you know, because I know some people who can find a job in a week, you know, whereas other people find it quite difficult.
No,
so, you know, if you're a foreigner coming to Poland and you don't speak the language as well, is it so difficult to get a job? Who knows? Let us know on 603-060606.
The color of passion. your lover. I wanna wrap you in rubber, as pink as the sheets that we lay on. 'Cause pink is my favorite crayon.
Good morning, Gdańsk. It is 11:18 now.
And here's the bag full of Radio Gdańsk gadżety.
Gadżety? We have gadgets in that bag?
No właśnie. Oh, okay. Różne gadżety specjalnie.
And we do have quite a few small prizes as well. Small, but amazing.
Zgadza
We're not
się.
Telling you what they are. You have to find
wyjątkowe.
Out for yourself when you come and collect them.
Małe można schować do portfela, ale co tam jest? No nic nie zdradzamy więcej.
Nothing more, you just have to wait and see.
Dokładnie. 603-060606 albo na Facebooku. Dziś pytamy was o wasze doświadczenia w pracy. Your experience at work here in Poland, especially in Three City, in Pomerania. And where are you from, guys? And how was it difficult to get a job here?
For you, as a Polish person, obviously you're in, for example, the radio industry, but you moved from...
I am from here, but I studied in Krakow, and then I lived in Berlin, then I lived in Warsaw, so my way was like...
And you
know.
Came back. So how difficult was it for you to kind of search for a job?
You know, if you are in one field, just to say like in media, it's not that hard, because when you start at the beginning, of course I started in a newspaper, like student's newspaper, but then it just, you know, one job comes after another, you know, you get to know people,
So contacts are the most valuable thing.
Kontakty bardzo, bardzo istotne.
Yeah, and of course, in Poland we do only really have, let's say, one major job site as well, Placoja PL, which most people tend to use, I guess. Of course, Facebook is also up
bardzo
there. Lots of people are posting jobs on Facebook. But for example, for students, actually something which you may not know, because obviously I find lots of... It's strange because the native kind of British people who I find move here, they always move here for a woman or for romance, yeah? They always move here for this reason.
You are also this case.
Yeah, I am, unfortunately. What a disaster. But the Americans... I find like the Americans who come here, they normally move here for studies. They normally come actually and study in Poland. And the same with the Swedish people, Norwegians, they come here and study medicine, for example.
So, because it's cheaper for them.
Of course. And the education level is on the same level, if not even higher.
Higher, no właśnie.
Yeah. So actually, when it comes to these students, they're coming here. Now, for the British people, because we're still in the European Union, working here is not so difficult. Of course, you know, a PESEL is always good to have. However, PESELs are not so...
What is a PESEL? PESEL to tak naprawdę, it's a your unique number. If you are a Polish citizen, you get a PESEL.
Yep.
It's a kind of a unique number that can identify you.
And this is shocking, actually, because in the UK, we have a national insurance number. Which is similar to a PESEL.
Mm-hmm.
However, we only use these on very important documents. However, a PESEL over here is used for everything. You go anywhere, they want your PESEL.
No, nie aż tak bardzo anywhere, but in a bank, for example, potrzebujesz,
bank,
tak?
Bank, doctor.
The doctor, tak, tak. No, ale dzięki temu jesteś... you know how many Ewelina Potockas are in whole Poland?
Course,
maybe not so
course.
Many as, I don't know, Magda Kowalska, because it's more popular, but still, yeah, there are a lot of. So we really need this identification.
Yeah, so actually, you know, but actually for me, I believe a PESEL, like a national insurance number, is kind of like something a little bit private, where you could kind of, you know, take people's identity. If
yeah,
you use
so
this.
Remember, keep it a secret. If you already have this PESEL,
of
keep
course,
it as a secret.
But in general, people don't really, it goes on contracts, for example. Every contract you sign, it normally asks you for a PESEL.
Chyba w kontraktach
niekoniecznie. Yes, I've signed up to Polish schools, for example, and they would like to have a PESEL. It's in the contract, like a PESEL number.
Mm.
And so actually you guys use it quite often, more than I would imagine. However, European Union citizens, you can get a PESEL quite quite easily, relatively easily. And of course you can do this by going to the immigration office, which is downtown in Gdansk.
So we already have a Polish peso?
I do indeed. Yay. Yeah. And some people are shocked because they don't think that I would have one.
No właśnie.
But I will give you a little tip. Obviously we have the immigration office downtown. If you are a European citizen, then forget about this immigration office because it is a catastrophe. There are people queuing. It opens from about 9 or 10 a.m., but people start queuing about 3 hours
Kolejki
early.
Są bardzo duże, to jest prawda.
The latest thing I heard is now there is a list which is on the door, so people actually do like a queuing system. They write their name on the list. And this, when I was there, they didn't have this, and you turned up and... you just said like, okay, who was the last one in the line? And you just have to, about
50 people.
Exactly, 50 people here, and you have to make sure that you're the one after this person.
So you have to take one day off, basically.
You have to take a day off work. And I'm warning you now, when the door opens at 10 a.m., the queuing system goes completely out the window. It is a free-for-all. Everybody tries to get through the door as fast as possible to get a ticket.
Don't they have this, like, karteczki?
It's inside. It's inside once they open the door. Yeah, at 10 a.m. So then everybody goes full steam. It's crazy. But if you are a European citizen, my experience was I did this. I did the exact same thing. Went in there 2 hours later after queuing. The woman was like, oh, where are you from? I'm like, I'm from the UK. She's like, oh, you're in the wrong place. Go around to the front of the building and there's another office. Walk straight in. I sat down. 20 minutes. Done. So...
bardzo ważny tip.
Yes, and the information is not there. So if you are a European citizen, don't go to the immigration office. There is a different office just in front of that building, which you can do all of this, and it's much easier, there's less people. So yeah, just for your information. But we will be giving you a little bit more information just after this.
We'll be right back.
Wojtek has just messaged us, and obviously in 2001 he started looking for a job, and unfortunately in 2001 it was quite difficult due to the times. However, he got a job with his father. But most recently he has changed his job, and actually he says for employees, if they want a job now, if people want a job, then it's actually relatively easy. It's not a problem, they can find a job.
Wojtek napisał, jeśli ktoś chce pracować, znajdzie pracę bez problemu.
And of course, for we were talking about the students, and just a little bit of information, if you are a full-time student in Poland, then you don't have to worry about any residency permit or anything like this. You can start work. However, this is not the same case for part-time students. So part-time students who only study on the weekends or evenings, you do need to figure out a work permit or residency to be able to actually work here. So there's a little bit of a difference. But yeah, if you're a full-time student like the Scandinavian ones that come here and study medicine full-time, you can start work.
I think when you study medicine, it's seriously the last thing you would like to do is work. The last thing you have time for.
Yes. I don't know. I know some people who study medicine, and honestly, they're constantly studying at home. There's tests. If I'm going to put my hands in their life,
Of course.
My life in their hands, sorry.
Tak.
Yeah, then indeed, I expect indeed, them indeed. To know their stuff.
My best friend is a stomatologist at the moment, and she also she studied in Krakow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been such a hard time for her.
I know, but in general, after this, like a dermatologist, I went to one recently, and like 130 swatty for 15 minutes.
Tak, poświęcasz swój czas, swoją młodość, basically your youth.
Yeah.
But then it pays off.
True. But yeah, fantastic occupation to get into, 100%.
603-06-06-06, your experience with looking for a job here in Tri-City. Chris will also tell us your story later.
I will indeed.
No,
stay tuned.
Właśnie, jesteśmy ciekawi.
It's 11:30 and here's the headlines with Martin Caron.
Radio Gdańsk, English Service.
The headlines. Good morning. The Three Seas Initiative of 12 European countries aims to result in new roads, railways, bridges and air connections, Polish President Andrzej Duda has said. A new report by Poland's Central Statistical Office gives a fascinating and startling insight into changes in Polish society. Britain's biggest supermarket chain, Tesco, has announced the closure of 4 hypermarkets and a distribution centre in Poland. And Kylie Minogue to headline the Polish Opener Festival. And finally, today in Sopot, the Municipal Sports and Recreation Centre are holding a 5K run at the Wisza Góra ski slope. Details at the top of the hour.
Good morning, guys!
I weigh the water, I feel it all. I ask myself a million questions in the dark. I lay in silence, but silence talks. It tells me heaven is no closer than it was. My heart keeps pulling in the wrong direction. I'm about to cross that line.
11.34 na zegarach, to jest Good Morning Gdańsk z Radia Gdańsk oczywiście. Chris Farman, what was your history basically?
My history of working in Poland. Well, actually, when I came here, of course, I was a little bit unsure of what I was going to do. So I started with English teaching, as you do, as most of us do.
The easiest way.
Yeah, of course. And I started in a language school. You know, language schools are okay. However, my biggest complaint about language schools, some of them are fantastic. However, also the smaller language schools, it's more of a personal atmosphere, not a business atmosphere. So actually the first language school, towards the end, I came to a point where I was having more private lessons than actually at the school, and I had to decide, okay, do I want to have my own business, go self-employed, or go keep with the school? And of course I went self-employed. However, this is one problem with some of the language schools, and this is something to be careful of, because these small ones, they take everything quite personally, to the point where I had it in my 1 month's notice at the end, but the language school owner kind of refused to pay me the salary, purely because I was leaving her in a difficult situation, because it was in the middle of the school year. However, according to my contract, I did everything right with a 1 month cancellation. So this is one thing with contracts over here. I'm the kind of guy that will sign anything. You put anything in front of me, I will sign it without even reading. Yeah, which is very silly. And I have learned lots of lessons from this, to be honest. And this is one thing about Poland. You do learn the hard way. As a foreigner, I find I always learn the hard way. So as a foreigner, you expect to pay more for things. 100% you expect to pay more for different things. Most recently, going to a car garage, trying to get a quote for a car garage. And for example, one quote was, you know, 1,500. I go to another one, it's 700. So I don't know if I'm being cheated because I'm a foreigner. Who knows? I really don't know.
No, oficjalnie powinni mieć cennik i tam powinno być, wiesz, rozpisane, co ile kosztuje.
True. But now, for example, I work pretty much, self-employed. I have my own business here. And in general, it's fantastic. However, the bureaucracy side of things is sometimes difficult. Tax office, ZUS office, these are difficult things.
O tak, bardzo dużo jest różnych instytucji, gdzie trzeba się udać, gdzie trzeba się zgłosić.
And of course, like basically with the ZUS, okay, let's be honest, the ZUS is quite a high price, you know, and especially compared to the UK, because the price difference is huge. However, the ZUS over here, okay, they do give
the
you...
ZUS is like the main insurance office.
Yep, and of course, the first 2 years
social
you get
insurance.
Discounted price. It's around about maybe 550 swati for the first 2 years per month.
Tak.
However,
to
after 2 years,
taka opcja. Mm-hmm.
It goes up to, I think, around about 1,200.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it is quite a jump. And even if, for example,
it's
you
make...
It's
for everybody. It's not just
exactly.
for foreigners. It's
yeah,
like it's... For Polish people,
yep.
basically.
And even if you don't make any money in that month, you still have to pay the ZUS. So, I don't know. I think this should be changed somehow, because I don't think it's 100% correct. However, this is a small problem with the ZUS. However, there are institutions. If you are thinking of becoming self-employed, however, you've only got a couple of clients to start with and you want to slowly get into it, there are institutions such as a Tofoi startup. They're in Gdansk and all around Poland. And it works as kind of like an incubator. So
startup, takie startupy.
It's, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like an incubator startup company. And basically you are, in a way, a freelancer working for them. So you invoice under their name, but they give you a bank account, everything like this. And it works out quite good because the ZUS payment is around about 250 per month. So you pay discounted ZUS. And also the tax is only around about 9%.
Mm-hmm.
So actually you pay reduced ZUS as well. I don't know how this works. It is completely legal. This is a big company in Poland. So if you are thinking about kind of becoming self-employed, this is a good way to kind of work your way into things. Good morning, Gdansk. It is 11:42 and we have a message from Ella. Basically, yeah, good morning, beautiful. Fantastic. Please tell me if Mr. Chris, I love this, Pan Chris, knows Polish as well as he knows English. No, I do not.
No, właśnie. No. I to jest bardzo słaby punkt mojego kolegi Chrisa.
Yes, Pani I am Elu. Learning. However, it is...
No po co on ma się uczyć się polskiego, skoro wszyscy rozmawiają z nim po angielsku?
Wiem, ale po polsku jest trochę trudno, you know, so it's a...
Ale powinien... No jak trochę trudno, ale troszkę rozumiesz przecież.
Tak, rozumiem, ale... Ale po angielsku jest trochę więcej łatwo. może być?
Łatwiej.
Yeah? My sentence construction is terrible.
Dobrze, wszyscy rozumieją.
Now, we do actually have a another message here from...
Lena się podpisała. Jako...
How would you say her name?
Lena, she podpisała się nasza koleżanka
Birgitta? Jako Lena. Birgitta?
Tak.
Yeah? I was unemployed in Finland for a while, then I applied to Poland and got many job offers within a few weeks. Chose to move to Gdynia. When I ended that job, I got a new job in Gdansk within a week.
No proszę.
So yeah, apparently there is a huge cry out for Finnish speakers.
Bardzo tak.
And she's now been here around about 3 years. Hopefully your level is of Polish on the same level as my Polish, so I don't feel so guilty. However, of course, she is also a little bit kind of left in the dark when it comes to the bureaucracy in Poland because.
Can you imagine?
You guys,
Polish people are also lost
yeah.
when it comes to bureaucracia.
Your offices do love their paperwork. Yeah, you need paperwork for absolutely everything.
It changes. It changes. Slowly
yeah,
changes.
True.
There are really things that you can that can be done through internet.
Really? Okay.
Seriously, it changes. At least you can reserve your term.
Yep.
Through internet. To rezerwacja terminu to już jest i tak duży plus. For example, when
we
you
can
have,
do one thing.
When you want to register a car.
Okay.
There were always the biggest queues in a
yep.
car office. Naprawdę, żeby zarejestrować samochód swego czasu, trzeba było chyba też brać jeden dzień wolny od pracy. Teraz już jest prościej. Now
yeah.
it's easier and basically you can have your term, your date of the meeting with the officer.
Okay.
You can reserve
okay.
it through internet.
Fantastic. Another big thing actually when moving to Poland, salary information. When you come here and you don't know, for example, the biggest thing about Poland, which I was shocked about, if you go to an interview, they ask you, okay, how much do you want to earn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm not being funny. You have a budget. Your company has a budget, so you should know how much you're willing to pay me.
Ale and this, to jest pytanie właśnie,
no, but this,
żeby tutaj, wiesz...
But now the question is, though,
kwalifikacje przeprowadzić.
Do people actually get paid differently in the company? Because if I say 10,000, another person says 5,000...
No właśnie.
Am I going to get paid differently? Who knows, actually? We don't know, and this is also a big thing I do find, and I'll be very honest, with the contracts over in Poland, you have sometimes you have the clause in the contract that you shouldn't discuss your salary. However, your salary... is your own personal business. So it should be up to you if you want to discuss this with people or not. So I don't know if this is actually possible that you can put such a clause in a contract. I'm not too sure. However, in regards to salaries, if you don't know, the average salary for 2018, the average salary in Poland is around about 4,900 zloty, that is before tax. So after tax, it's around about 3,500 zloty. That is the average at the moment. So, of course, you have to take into consideration the cost of living in Poland is a lot less. However, you're still going to be living on a budget if you are renting out your own apartment. But just a couple of ideas in regards to different sectors. The business sector, 4,600. IT sector is the highest earning at the moment at 8,300 zloty.
So minimum.
Yeah. Of course, and real estate, hospitality is all around about the 3,000 to 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
But I will give you a quick example. I have a friend actually, a foreigner, who came here to work for quite a big company in IT, and he was offered around about 11,000, yeah, for his work.
A jeszcze z pytanie brutto czy netto?
I believe it was brutto. Mm-hmm. I believe. And he basically laughed at them, in a way. Like, you know, no way.
No raczej.
However, his Polish team members knew about this and how much, and they were like, are you silly? Like, why don't you accept this?
Oh,
you know,
ciekawe.
So, exactly. So in this IT industry,
bardzo
maybe...
Bardzo są zróżnicowane ceny. To płace. Tutaj trudno powiedzieć też w którym sektorze, because
yep.
there are so specific IT, you know, branże,
of course.
Że tutaj też nie można generalizować.
And I think this is one of the biggest things in Poland. When it comes to salary, there are such big differences.
Są bardzo duże różnice,
you know,
tak.
Somebody can be earning 3,000, somebody can be earning 20,000.
Mm-hmm.
And there are such big differences in salaries that it's very difficult to to know roughly how much to ask for.
But
when
the
you go
rule
to an
is when they ask you, always say like a lot more because they
really?
Will cut this. Not back.
But however, I've heard, for example, if you go a lot more, then they say, okay, no, thank you, you're too expensive.
Believe in
us.
Yourself. If you okay. are good, they will
exactly.
pay you.
Most of the time, I'll be like, okay, I want a million.
This is Groove Armada and the song is called History.
Ah, and of course we have Anna doing the Skyway run tonight on the airport, Gdansk Airport. If you are doing this,
zazdroszczę.
I hope you make it. It's quite late to be running.
Tak, ale to jest fantastyczna przygoda, absolutnie.
Now,
trzymamy kciuki za was, Aniu.
Tell me, okay, so if I'm pronouncing this correctly, Kata Pobitu? Pobitu? Kata Pobitu? Is that the correct pronunciation?
Karta pobytu.
Karta, that's exactly what I just said. Like, how do you guys not understand
to
my Polish pronunciation?
To jak popitka brzmiało.
Karta popitu.
Popitku? Nie, popitku. To nie Czechy.
Popitu, yes?
Pobytu.
Pobytu.
Karta?
Karta popitu.
Pobytu.
I see it. That's exactly what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have actually karta popitu. And we have the temporary residency card, okay? So temporary residency card is something that European citizens will get. And it's not a card, it's a piece of paper. If I'm being honest with you, it's completely worthless because all it does is register your stay in Poland. And not until you're here for 5 years can you think about getting a Karta Pobytu. And again, this card is actually to say that you have residency in Poland, and it's actually like an ID card, a Polish ID card.
Mm.
However, the temporary residency piece of paper, which you have to wait 3 weeks for literally what is an A4 piece of paper, is worthless. I don't even know where mine is, to be totally honest. You can't do anything with it. So if you want to take credits, for example, or if you want to, I don't know, for example,
like open a bank account.
With the bank accounts, most banks you can open, and actually one bank I would fully recommend is Millennium Bank. These are known very well for their English application, their English translations on their online banking. And honestly, I think they are probably the best bank. I have about 4 or 5 different banks over here. Yeah, because I don't know. I always thought like I would save my money in different ones. I don't know.
No, Chris recommends this kind of bank, but you have you should also check different banks because
of course,
everything
100%,
changes.
100%.
And, but there are new offers.
My experience with Millennium Bank is that also after 6 months of banking with them, actually they gave me a credit card very easily, whereas other banks would not touch me unless I had Polish ID. There is one bank, I will just give you a heads up now, which won't allow you without Polish ID, and that is mBank. Unfortunately, due to their regulations, you do need a Polish ID to be able to open a bank with them. But if you can get a Karta Pobytu or some kind of ID, Polish ID card, then this is fantastic. You'll be able to get a little bit further in Poland than you would with being a European citizen and having temporary residency. And I argued this case many times. I've even called up the Polish embassy. And basically, for 1 hour, I was passed on to different people to say, no, actually, you don't need one. But in general, if you go to a shop, you do need one because the shop's regulations want you to have one. So this is also another difficult situation. Even though you're in Europe and you're a European citizen, there are some difficulties.
We will definitely come back to this subject, ponieważ jest tyle jeszcze różnych tematów, o których chcemy z Wami porozmawiać, także ten temat z pewnością jeszcze pojawi się w audycji Good Morning Gdańsk. Ale pamiętajcie, that Good Morning Gdańsk is also on DAB and listen to us through Radio Cyfrowe, DAB+.
Yes, look for RGEN English Service. You can go to our Facebook page, there is a link at the top. Click on it and you can carry on listening to us because we are still here, so don't go anywhere.